Kaiseki Anime, where we air new episodes every other week. Kaiseki covers currently airing anime, older series seen recently, and other relevant topics for the season. I'm your host Marina of the blog Anime BMB, and with me is my co-host Draggle of the cleverly titled Draggle's Anime Blog.
This week, we discuss Draw This, Then Die, and Grow Up Show. Draw This, Then Die.
What a great title. I like how we have the same reaction to that title.
Yes. So this one is about this girl who lives on one of those islands near Tokyo. And she loves manga. She has a favorite manga, which is very obscure, about this like tanuki creature. And she has no friends, so she talks to the tanuki creature. She has an imaginary friend. And then she goes to Tokyo to go to Kamiket and meet her favorite manga artist who drew her favorite manga, who had returned from retirement or whatever. And she goes there, and it turns out her favorite manga artist is her teacher, who every day had told her to stop wasting time on manga. And then they create the manga club together and gather new friends who love manga. What did I miss?
Not much. That was pretty accurate. This is a 12-episode TV series that you can watch on Crunchyroll and Netflix. It does come from a manga. For the most part, is pretty, I don't know if it's classified as slice of life, maybe as a situational kind of comedy, right? Because it's centered around this whole manga research club and them trying to come up with their own manga, although it meanders off of that a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, like it's funny, but I wouldn't say it's all a comedy thing.
Yeah, it's not like slapstick joke after joke, right?
Yeah.
And we do have the typical setup with things like this when you have a new club where they have to get members, and we go around learning about the various characters as we have them join the club.
So it's a very traditional setup, I guess. But I think it does a pretty good job, and it's unique in certain ways, especially I like the teacher's character, as well as the imaginary friend. Although I feel like the imaginary friend has not shown up as much lately, now that she has real friends.
Right. It was there as sort of her supporter, sort of cheering her on when she was younger. And she still talks to it occasionally. But yeah, a lot of the focus has shifted more to her passion for manga and then her new friends that she has. I'm trying to remember, it has a tanuki, right? Her manga, which is called Robota and Pokata is the manga. Is the tanuki's name Pokata?
Probably. I forget though.
And like we mentioned, like that manga is a work of her teachers, who is Rei Teshima, who from what we can tell, it looked like she had been really passionate about manga when she was younger, worked really hard at it, was able to get a publisher, and then it just kind of flopped. Sort of like her dreams kind of got crushed along the way, and then that's why she teaches now.
I think so, yeah. And she like tries to hide her dark past as a manga artist. She originally was going to quit her job once her student found out about this.
I like the comparison of her, Rei, to the main character, Ai, just because it feels like they are being presented to us as somewhat of a comparison of someone who chased their dream with a specific attitude and feels like they failed. But then the work that they produced became such an inspiration to our main character, who is in the process of chasing that dream, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think she's going as hard or with the same attitude as her teacher was.
No, I think her teacher put a lot more focus on it, and also did it by herself, right?
Right. She took on all of that burden, right? The storytelling, the storyboarding, the art.
And the main character, I think she does have, like, I guess in the latest episode, one of their friends is an actual manga artist, right?
The doujinshi artist?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the other girl who is just a really good artist, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And the doujinshi artist like really liked the idea behind her manga, even though the art was terrible.
I mean, we see that in, you read way more manga than I do, but you've definitely seen instances where you have the two people are separate, right? You have the person who writes the story and then you have the person who does the art.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorites, Grand Blue, which never had an anime, is like that. It's a duo. And like, it's really funny, which I think is the one guy. And then the art is amazing.
Yeah, I like that when you have a partnership between people who are hyper-focused on what they do the best, right? Whether that's writing or that's art. And then they were able to bring that to life for their readers.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see that here. I don't think they'll burn out in the way that the teacher did. Although it does make me wonder, like, you know how she has like the main character has her other friend Sachi, who just like lazes around and just like wanted a space, a club room to just goof off at? Like, what does she do? I have no idea what she does.
She does motivation, emotional support.
Okay. All right. So she's like the personality hire.
Yeah, exactly.
She's there to just keep everyone happy.
Yeah. Well, mainly to keep herself happy, but maybe she'll help.
She also reminds me a little bit of that bookstore owner that we find out was like a friend before of the teacher when she was younger. And she sort of enables them, right, at the beginning.
That's true. It's an interesting comparison.
I really do like seeing that back and forth between the past and present, which it was very short and we are like all in the present now. Mm-hmm. But it's like a new generation and, you know, how can they approach this differently? And what can they learn from like their teacher?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I think the show looks great. It was very pretty from the very beginning. Bright colors, fun character designs. I like looking at it. I like the raccoon even, or the tanuki.
Yeah, raccoon is great. Tanuki. All the characters are really fun too. The main girl, she's like kind of boring, but you need someone like that. She works, especially together with the teacher, who's very funny with how she tries to hide things and very serious on the outside, but goofy on the inside. And then we have the girl who lounges around, which you already talked about. Mm-hmm. And then I really like the shy girl.
Kokoro.
Yeah, she had a great episode recently where like she can't tell her mom how important the manga is to her. So she draws a manga to communicate and then it works.
Oh, I loved that. Yeah, I thought that was great.
That was so cute.
There was a part of me that was terrified that the mom wasn't even going to really read it, that she was just going to like, what is this crap? And then throw it away or something. I guess I've been poorly conditioned by other works. But like, that was my fear, is that her mom would just like not take it seriously. But she did, right?
Yeah, she has a good mother who cares about her daughter.
And what do you think about the doujinshi artist?
I really like her too. She, at the start, she seemed like she would be such an asshole, but
yes,
she pleasantly surprised me.
Well, I'm not really convinced that she's sort of there only because of Ai, right? Like, she likes Ai's story.
Right.
She thinks that original manga that they did to convince the teacher was funny as hell. And so she's just like hanging out because she's not actually part of the club, even though she did transfer to their school.
But she's still participating in her own way. I think they'll win her over. I see in that this was the studio. Their other work is Milky Subway.
The Galactic Limited Express. Yes, that wonderful thing that was it 2 seasons ago now?
They did such a great job on this too. I mean, they did such a good job on Milky Subway too, but it's a much smaller, less ambitious project, I think.
I mean, they've been around for a while. They are from, I mean, this makes sense given the style of the manga. It seems like a child's manga, right? The Robota manga that she likes. It looks like it's the same company behind Doraemon and Creation.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Which, like, those are obviously, like, classics for the kids in Japan.
Okay, so they've made a lot of anime.
When I look at things that are more recent, though, I haven't really watched many of them. Other than the Milky Subway one. Like, I obviously know what Doraemon is. I know who Crayon Shin-chan is.
Yeah, well, they've been around for a long time.
In fact, I think the only other thing I can see on here is The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic, maybe? And also The Dangers in My Heart, which I dropped.
They made all the Karakai Jozu Takagi-sans. They made the couple of cuckoos. They made that the one with the cute girl Yamada, Boku no Kokoro no Yabaiyatsu. And they did a great job in this. Anything else you want to say about this one?
Draw This Then Die is overall just like a fun, like if you like manga, you'll probably like this because it gives you like another way of an enjoyment in watching these girls pursue that dream of making their own manga. Who knows if they're going to do anything with it, right? Like this isn't high school. This is a club. And I honestly have no idea how the show is going to end. Do you?
I feel like they'll probably make their manga.
And like present it at something, right? Whether that's like a cultural fair at the school or they'll somehow make it to Comiket, which that seems a little too far-fetched, but maybe it could happen.
Is it? I thought it was pretty easy to get to Comiket.
Yeah, I guess there's a difference when I think of Comiket. I think of it being difficult because it's not so much the getting in, but the being noticed.
Yeah.
You could go there, you could have your product, but you could also have like nobody walk up to you and not sell a single damn thing.
Yeah, I think that's right? That's quite likely.
Yeah. And so I feel like that, I mean, they're young, they're inexperienced. Who knows? Like maybe they'll catch someone's eye, especially because they already have like an established doujinshi artist, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe if she sits up next to them or like puts an appearance, that could draw some people in. But I think like a higher chance would be something along the level of a culture festival at school.
Well, I thought they already decided. I thought they're already going to Comiket, but the teacher told.
They?
Maybe this is like a latest episode you didn't watch.
Maybe. I don't really remember. I do watch the show sort of on the side. I don't give it my 100% attention.
Right. The main character was like, I'm going to print 1,000 copies. And then the teacher said, maybe you should print 10 or 20. We can use the school copier.
Yeah, I would drop that down, definitely. Maybe even like 50, you know, like that's the max.
Yeah. And then we had like half an episode about how amazing Tokyo was. And then it turned out they weren't even in Tokyo because it was too expensive.
Oh, that's right. They were in some like outer city, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, for like girls from the island, that's probably like so urban for them already.
Yeah. Well, they just went from saying Tokyo is so amazing all the time to saying Chiba is so amazing all
Chiba
the time.
Chiba is so amazing all the time. Yeah. No, it's cute. It's fun.
Yeah. I do feel slightly annoyed that there's so many manga about making manga. But I guess it makes sense.
Why is that annoying?
I guess it's such
a big part of the culture there, right? Especially for younger people. So yeah. It doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me. You're right. I'm being silly.
But it annoys you.
I like to have some variety.
Drago, we have more anime now than we ever have. I think there's plenty of variety.
Yeah, but like 3/4 are isekai.
Or you have ones that, like, this looks great, right? We talked about how we thought the visuals were good. But then we get other works that, you know, are... What's the manga that you didn't want to acknowledge that became an anime that you were so disappointed in the adaptation?
It was the same manga I was talking about earlier, about how great it is. There's a separate artist, Grand Blue.
Or the current Red River. Oh, my God. Like, I don't even know why. Just leave it as a manga. What was the point?
Yeah.
Anyways, to get us back on track, there is another show that we were talking about today that is similarly fun, lighthearted, and it's called Grow Up Show.
This is set in the 1950s and 60s, although I can't even tell that. I guess they use telephones.
Yeah, there's no cell phones, right? They're not like walking around with their smartphones.
Yeah. But it's this girl who worked in the circus with her dad, and her dad like sells her as a slave to another circus.
Wait.
debt slave, more or less. No. Am I wrong?
Okay, go on with your synopsis. We'll poke holes in it later.
Okay. Yeah, and she really hates the circus because she was so traumatized by her father. But she gets like bribed with money to buy food. To do some work with the circus, and she's really good, especially at trapeze, but I guess at all sorts of circus things maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we're getting gay baited. She's taking a bath with the other girl naked together, but nothing's ever gonna happen.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that way. I just thought they were just girls hanging out, as you do, because Japan has a bathing culture.
Yeah, no, they're definitely milking this.
Okay. Yeah, I don't disagree wholly that like the dad pretty much did a poor job with his daughter. I mean, he probably did what he could. Like, what else are you going to do with her if your job is at a circus? Your kid's obviously going to be there, right? Involved with the circus. But the whole point of her being sent off and having to make money so that she can survive, I wonder how true that is. Like, would they, if she truly, truly put her foot down, like, would they force her to work? I don't know. Like, that's not the story they're telling here. This is supposed to be like funny, right? And cute. And oh, look at this girl. She's really good at circus stuff, but she hates it.
Yeah. How funny, doing things against your will.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like we don't even have any source material to go off of here to know where this is going, because this is an anime original, which surprised me. I somehow didn't realize that until I looked into it further. And we don't even know what the episode count's going to be. I don't think so. I don't see any indication of this being a single or a two core or what.
I have no idea. Feels like it could be either.
Yeah. I mean, it looks great. It's from A1 Pictures. Their stuff usually looks great. I don't really know the other studio that's cited here, which is Sidekick Studio. I never saw the film that was cited there as Kusunoki no Banin. Do you know them?
No, but they sound like sidekicks.
The director, Kanta Kame, has worked on such things as Saikano, Dimension W, Orishura, even Bunny Drop. And same thing with the character designer who worked on 22/7 and Saikano. So, like, a lot of this stuff is familiar. It looks familiar. It's really pretty. Obviously, I mean, it's circus. It needs to be colorful. It needs to have somewhat decent animation for the stunts that they do. But it's like less about the circus so much as it is about the characters, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. For me, I've had trouble keeping track of them all.
There's a lot of characters.
There are a lot of characters.
Maybe not necessarily within the Himawari or the Sunflower Circus itself, which is the main sort of, it seems to be a little bit of a lower budget circus, right? Like they don't have as much money because they're not as flashy as others.
Yeah.
Because apparently in 1950s, 1960s Japan, they can somehow have many circuses all at the same time traveling, all somehow making money and surviving. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm shocked like how into circus people are over then, back then.
Right? Like, I guess because this is a time before, no, I mean, they had televisions back then, right? But, I mean, no cell phones, I guess, and all that stuff, that this is like their best form of entertainment?
I guess so.
But, you know, don't question that. This is a world where circuses are beloved. And they are like the poor man circus, right? But yeah, there are like the other characters from the other circuses that I don't really... I couldn't remember the name of her own father's circus, which Draco reminded me was the Lotus Circus.
Oh, I didn't know either. I looked it up.
Like, I just knew that her father was part of this super famous, this renowned circus, and that her father himself is very well known as being top tier acrobat, top tier performer, aerialist, all that shit.
I did somehow remember the Sumeragi Circus.
Yeah, because they at least had a few episodes and they were more prominently shown.
Right. Did you know, fun fact about me, I've been doing circus in real life.
What? No.
My friend is super into circus and does aerial silks, which we were just talking, someone from this anime does, Svetlana.
Yes.
So anyway, I went to aerial silks class. And I also went to Lyra class, which is like, it's like a metal hula hoop in the air that you do like tricks on.
I've seen that. That's awesome. You did classes for that?
Yeah, I did. I sucked at it.
I had no idea there were classes you could do for that. Like, I always assumed it was something, because we are a big fan of going to Cirque du Soleil. Like, we always go when they're in town. Oh. And if we're abroad or somewhere else and there's a Cirque du Soleil show going on, we will usually go to it.
Huh.
Like, I always assumed it was people who, from a young age, have been doing, say, things like gymnastics, acrobats, and then you grow up and, like, you join the circus. It's, like, sort of part of the cycle, I guess. Like, you either, you become an athlete of some kind, because that's basically what they are, athletes, right? That's what they do for their job, is a highly physically demanding job.
Yeah. Well, apparently people do it for fun, too, like, as amateurs.
Oh, yeah.
And I tried it, and it was really hard.
I can see how it's like a great workout, right? Like why they're so ripped when you see like those aerialists.
Mm-hmm.
And like the silk people, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
They are in amazing shape. And are you going to stick with it?
Oh, no, I just did it once. I'm done.
Oh, you're done already?
The silks wasn't too bad. The lyra was terrible.
Terrible why?
Well, so you have a body part called a butt shelf, which is like right above your butt, like above your tailbone, I think it's called. And in the class, we hung upside down sitting on your butt shelf. And I and everyone else had like all these bruises on my butt shelf for 2 weeks afterwards.
Well, yeah, because like you've never had to put that much pressure on it before, right?
Yeah. We also hung from the hoop, like from our knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was also bruised for 2 weeks.
I think like anything else, if you're not used to those motions, of course, it's going to be sore or painful or bruised. You don't have the calluses that they've worked up. So it makes sense. You'd have to be pretty passionate, I think, to get into it at a later age.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, I mean, we're old now, Drago. Like, that's pretty hard on your body, honestly, for you to pick up now.
Yeah. Well, trying it once is okay.
Yeah. No, I think it sounds fun. And I would probably also be sore for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Everyone was sore for 2 weeks. So not just me. But, yeah, I feel like I have a new appreciation for circus now and how nice. Hard it is.
Did you not before?
I mean, I just never really thought about it at all before, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm sure if I thought about it, I'd be like, wow, that must be really hard.
I have all of these ideas of circuses from growing up, right, that are somewhat different than the popular Cirque du Soleil format.
Like, I thought circus should have lions.
Yeah, no, that's what we both are familiar with, right? It's more of like you sit down, there's like the big empty ring on the ground. You have the wild animals, which are, we later found out, have actually been cruelly treated.
Yeah, apparently they don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. There's been a lot of like truths revealed about that were very sad. And there's even an episode about that in this anime.
Yeah.
And then I think you have like people who ride on horses and do stunts with that. You have like the juggling. So I think you do see a bit of that more traditional format in a Himawari circus. Mm-hmm. And then you add in like the showier stuff, like the aerials that I think are far simpler than what we're familiar with now with Cirque du Soleil.
Right. I've actually never seen Cirque du Soleil.
You should go sleep sometime.
I should, yeah.
I don't know if they go in your area, but I feel like it's not that... No, maybe it is because you're in North California, right?
They like travel?
Yeah, they have the big pop-up tent. That's how I see it here. Oh. In Seattle, is that they travel with their big ass tent and set it up, and then they're here for weeks and they do a bunch of shows while they're here. Hmm. But they have like their more like fixed locations. So if you ever go to Las Vegas, I'm not into gambling whatsoever, but I will go to the Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas.
Hmm. Okay, cool.
So, you know, I don't know the next time you're going to go to the Grand Canyon or something, or you'll be in the area doing some kind of hike, but you could swing by as much as it. As terrible as it might be to go into the city, but you could go for a show.
Yeah, I've never been to Las Vegas.
The question is, would you go to Himawari Circus?
I don't think so, no.
Really? Not for these girls? I thought you liked them.
I mean...
Actually, no. We didn't talk about that. Do you like any of these characters? What is that? Why are you laughing?
Just the way you said it. Yeah, I feel like they're... I don't know.
You can't keep them separate in your mind? Is that there are too many of them?
Yeah. I like the main girl who hates circus.
And she's funny.
I feel like she's very like me. Like, if I did circus, I would also hate circus. And I would just do it for the money.
She's like the stereotypical daughter who was forced to do, like, piano lessons, right? And now hates piano. But is good at it.
Exactly. So I can relate to that. She wants to get paid. It's a noble cause.
She's the only one you like.
It makes me think of like all these sports shoes.
This is listed.
It's listed as sports shoes.
Yeah. It's tagged on like a Annie list at least as adventure, slice of life, and sports. And I don't know if I really agree with adventure or sports because they don't really focus that much on the physical aspect of it. Except like the aerial stuff.
I think I only agree with slice of life.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, adventure in that, sure, their circus travels, but...
It's not much of an adventure.
No, I was like, I don't get that sense of adventure from this show.
Yeah. But anyway, in the sports show, you always have all these people like super passionate about the sport. And I am always like, why do these people care so much? They should do something fun.
Well, as you noted, for money. Not even just the main character. I think the other two girls, remember the twin sisters? Like, they had nowhere else to go.
Yeah, exactly. So I respect that.
But the others, you're like, why are you here?
I mean, they're fine. I just have trouble keeping track of them.
Yeah, they're not as memorable individually, I'm sad to say, as I would have hoped. Their antics with each other are funny, but really the most memorable person to me is the main character.
Yeah, definitely. The ringmaster, she's pretty memorable. And then there's the trapeze, or the flying trapeze girl who kind of just...
The one who's really good and is sort of slumming it with them.
Oh, no, I was thinking of like the younger... Or yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, she was being scouted, or she was originally looking at another troop. Yeah. And then she decides to stay because she's interested in the main character.
Yeah, but not sexually, supposedly. Yeah. But the other ones, just too many people.
Again, this is another show that I'm not quite sure where we're going. Like, is it going to end with Musica, who's the main character, with her realizing that she actually loves the circus? She wants to do this for the rest of her life. Or like, what other ending could we do here?
I would be so pissed if that's how it ended.
Really?
Yeah. I would rage quit this anime.
Okay, well, propose to me a different ending that is believable.
Well, I think they're eventually going to meet her dad's circus, and then they'll have a showdown with her dad.
Ooh, I like that.
And then her dad will get even further in debt, and she'll have to continue working for the circus.
Now, will she be happy about that, or will she be continually annoyed?
Of course she won't be happy about that, but she'll be happy that her dad got showed up.
All right. Well, I hope to see whether or not that's true, if we stick around for it.
And then she'll marry the trapeze artist.
I actually don't think that's possible, but because she's not interested whatsoever. But it's interesting that you mention the other girl who is Oka, because I think she was formerly of the Sumiragi, which was kind of confusing because I was looking into the names of the troops, which are all supposed to be after flowers, right? And like Sumiragi, I think, is translated more as emperor. But Sumire means violet, and I thought that was the color scheme of the other troop, violets, like the purple colors. And, you know, violets over history have been associated with sapphic literature. So yeah, it kind of makes sense that maybe she is in love with Musica.
Perfect.
Tune in again to Kaiseki Anime Podcast 2 weeks from now. Please feel free to send us questions or comments on Blue Sky with hashtag Kaiseki Anime Podcast, or on our individual accounts at Draggle and at MarinaBNB.
Listen to and review us on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts so we can continue to grow and improve. Thanks for listening. See you next time.